Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Day. And here's what I wanted to share. Hoy lo que quiero compartir con ustedes es un pedacito o todo el live que está muy cortito que lo hice ahora. I want to make sure that I share with you and give you a sample of what I share on my Facebook page, how I do some coaching, and just so that you get to know me just a little bit more. And if you don't know me, I used to be a professional dancer. I retired at the age of 24 because I was too viejita yet by that time. But I am still a business coach and I love helping the mujerpreneur. Me encanta ayudarlos. So what you're going to hear today is a recording that I did on Aloha Friday. Today happens to be, it's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. Many of you don't know, but I used to live in Hawaii and I still go. I still say that Hawaii is my second home because I live there at least 1 and hopefully soon 3 months out of the year. I hope you enjoy today's little tips that I share on my Facebook page. And if you like it and want to join the community, make sure to drop a comment underneath here and I will send you the link. All right, let's get to it. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. Aloha, everybody. I am so incredibly grateful for you coming here on this business page and just watching the replay or joining on live. I want to tell you that coming on live is a commitment. I wanted to share, and this is not scripted or anything else, I wanted to share a question from one of my customers, from one of my coaches, and they said, why do we have to go live, number one, and number two, how do we pick the time to go live? Now, I'm going to answer these questions based on my experience and perhaps not something that maybe the gurus will tell you. Here's what I've found in my experience, and I have worked with a lot of high-priced coaches, and they will always tell you the same thing, which being, you know, and being a former algebra teacher, yes, statistics matter. Being a former business teacher, business marketing teacher, yes, statistics matter. But they don't matter as much as you matter and what you do in your business matters. What I mean by that is this. You ask a guru, what time shall I go live? And they're going to tell you, look, take a look at all of the dats, all of the status, all, you know, everything else. Go into your insights, do all of this. And you want to make sure that you're going to adjust it. Here's the trick though. This is what they really forget to tell you is. Number one is you've got to do it when it works for you. Because if you try to do it, first of all, if you try to do it when the stats say, and let's say you've been doing it only for about a month, and the stats say, okay, it looks like I tried it at 11, it looks like I tried it at 3, and it looks like I tried it at 9 p.m., and they're the same. All right, so here's the deal. The truth of the matter is, life happens every day to all of us. It happens every day, and therefore some and the majority of people cannot commit to watching at the same time every time. So the truth of the matter is you get more people watching your replays than you get people on live. Many people are working, they're tired after work, sometimes they'll turn it on, sometimes they won't turn it on, lunchtime, lots of entrepreneurs out there, and it's different time for everybody. Excuse me, got a little itch on my nose. So it's different time for everybody. So here's the thing. What I find is that a lot of my coachees try to do it at a certain time. Let's say they pick 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, and they do it once a week for maybe a month, and then they get tired because they're looking at that big fat zero where it says nobody's on with you. And you know what that zero says? It says zero fear, zero fear, zero fear. That's what I look at it, is zero fear. So I want you to really think about that. So it looks like a zero, and then they try it at 3 o'clock, looks like a zero, and they try it for about a month. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing lives for over a year, Mondays with Marty at 3 o'clock, because that was a stat time. I had more people watching at 3 o'clock than anything else, maybe because I'm an former educator. At 3 o'clock, there seems to be more time, more downtime, whatever it is. The point was that 3 o'clock wasn't working for me. It wasn't working for me. And if it's not working for you, what are the chances that you are going to do it again and again and again and again to really be able to build up some stats? The chances are that if it doesn't work for you and it feels like a chore, you should not go live at that time. You need to go live when it works for you, but stay consistent at a time. So if 11 o'clock works better for you, then stay at 11 o'clock. If 1 o'clock works better for you, stay at 1 o'clock. Remember, the statistics are overwhelming that say that the majority of people catch your replays than they catch your lives. I do that because life happens to all of us, and I can't commit all the time every day or every week. Or let me give you a very personal example. Somebody I love dearly in my immediate family is in the hospital, has been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks. Oh, less than 6 months ago, I lost my mom. From 2011 to, 2021, for those 11 years, I didn't know that I could structure myself so consistently, because I was always on call for whatever mom needed, right? And even when she was in a facility, they were always calling, and I had doctors to tend to, and I had nurses to tend to, and I had therapists to tend to, and so it didn't work for me. So I want you to take that away. What works for you? We are still in the first month of 2022, And here's what I want to say to you. If what you did in 2021 didn't take you over the top of your goals, then it's time to change what you did in 2021 and make it different in 2022? So again, that question is, when do I go live? You go live as a business owner when it works for you so that you can be consistent. The one thing that's important for you to understand is you must be consistent to be able to sell. And the only way to stay in business is to be able to sell and to be able to get more bottom line, more customers, more more products out there, more pieces of your services, your products, whatever it is that you do, you need to make sure that it works for you. Because when it's not working for you, and I said this earlier, but when it's not working for you, you're going to see it as a chore. And the things we see as chores in our business are going to stop us from moving forward. So in 2022, I want you to make a commitment to go live, but I don't want you to look at the stats of what happened last year, because even for me, my time is different this year. My goals are different this year. You must have new goals. So I want you to look at your calendar, look at your time, look at your business, and go live when it works for you and be consistent. So that means that you are not going to take a look at the stats. I don't want you to look at the stats to see if people are looking at you or to see if people are watching you or whatever. As a business owner, I want you to work your business with what works for you. Because if not, I promise you that you will give up faster than a locomotive, right? And probably now the locomotives don't go very fast. But as your coach, as your biz coach here, I'm telling you, do what works for you. Pick a time, pick a day, and then pick a topic that your ideal customer, your target market wants to know. What are the questions that you get asked the most? And interestingly enough, this question that I'm going over here, I think we all know why we need to go live. It's called social selling, right? Because we know that the more we get out there, the more we market ourselves, our product, our services. So that's social selling. And as long as it's free, as long as you're here and it's free, I encourage you to do it, whether it's in your group, whether it's on your business page, whatever. Do it at a time that works for you. Promise me that you're not going to look at the stats for at least 6 months, but stay consistent. Pick a time that works for you. Pick a day that works for you. Two of those are for you. And then the third thing is pick a weekly topic from your most asked questions so that you can be serving your customers, so that you can be serving your clients, so that you can be gathering all of the people that need to hear what you have to say or that need what you have to sell. And remember, this mantra is for you. Selling is sexy. So what's it going to take to make it sexy for you? Right? So, in summary, being a former educator and former administrator, I want to make sure I am, giving you the summary. Pick a time to go live that works for you. Pick a time. Here, you know what? Let me see if I can actually type it in there. Okay, so let's see. All right, so we want to pick a time. So we want to pick a time. So I want you to pick a time that works for you, right? Yeah. Pick a time that works for you. And then I want you to pick a day So number two, I want you to pick a day that works for you. And the third one is not about you, but the third one is pick a topic for your customers. Now, this is important. Picking a topic that is for your customers is really important. Now, that's not a topic that you think your customers want, but a topic that works for your customers based on the questions you get asked the most. Okay? I want you to think about that. Pick a time, pick a day, and then pick a topic that works for your customers. All right, guys. That's it. That's all I want you to do. 2022 is your year to rise and shine and to challenge the changes, right? To challenge the changes, challenge yourself to really change, all right? And as always, if you like this, I want to invite you to the private Facebook group where I actually go in and I give some coaching. And if that's something that you want to do, then make sure that you drop a comment under this video. If you're watching the replay, show me some love, give me an emoji, and then tell me, I want in. And when I see that I want in, I will make sure to send you the link to the private Facebook group where I go in there more than once to give you some coaching, to answer questions, so that you can rock your six figures and live your best life. Because when we're making money, we feel good, right? All right, guys, I hope you found value in this. And as always, I am so incredibly grateful. Follow me on social, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Just find me at MartyAngel_ELC. And now I'm an international bestseller. So if you're interested in my book, I'm also giving away to the first five people a book and a journal. All right, guys, have a great one. I will see you soon. It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. Have a great one, everyone. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.